Hey folks, this is David Short for Crevasse Child Protective Services. I just started finding out this is the second day of the 2 weeks. Now, they say that it's a 30-day extension, that they approved it on Sunday, that avoided the strike. But something you may not know, they have 2 weeks that began yesterday to pay their bills. Now, you may have seen it on Mother Trucker, where it said YRC, Yellow Roadway Company. Their drivers were told to stay home, that there was no loads for that day. Well, YRC is part of Yellow Corp. That's part of Yellow Roadway Company, Holland, Redaway, and New Penn. If that was the case, all of us would have been told to stay home. Well, I'm on a job bid for the company, and I meet someone to switch trailers. His terminal that it came from only had 3 cars in the parking lot, and his time was 8 p.m. I've been at that terminal several times. 8 p.m., there are still several cars in the lot, but that doesn't mean that there's not workers. There's probably just not loads. Yesterday, last night, I was told there was no freight going out, that my bid had been canceled. And so I just verified it. And so a couple hours later, dispatch calls me and said, "Mr. Shore, I'm sorry. They need you to take an empty and take it to your meat person." Tonight, while waiting for my load, another driver, who's been there longer than I have, he came in thinking that his bid, job bid, he was going to do. Come to find out, they had nothing. He drove all the way out there. He's from Battle Creek, Michigan, driving to South Bend. Folks, if you will check companies like Celadon Trucking and Risinger Transportation, you will see, like Risinger, I still see their trucks from time to time, but Celadon, the company is closed. Check all the companies. Check how much debt they had, and check the reason why they went out of business. CW Transport went out of business because they failed to secure a $5 million loan for the company. So what happened? Gerber said, "Okay, we're not buying the company." And CW Transport had to go bankrupt and close their doors. Consolidated Freightways. It was a Thanksgiving weekend. This much I remember. Drivers went in. There were chains and locks on the fence. And that was it. There are companies that, how would you like to be one of the Celadon drivers? You're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Get fuel card is shut off because they went out of business. And here you are. Maybe you got enough fuel to last you a day if you're idling, because you can't drive anywhere. You got to get yourself home. Or maybe that is your home. This is what is currently going with all the 30,000 drivers and employees of Yellow Corp. This is what's going on. Now, if they failed to secure funding they got these next 2 weeks, this week and next week. They have until August the 26th to pay on the pension and health care. Well, folks, I look at it this way. If they didn't pay in June, they didn't pay this month. But hey, that $700 million, hey, they thought, all right, we got $700 million. Hey, let's give ourselves bonuses. And you know, someone said, hey, wait a minute, are we supposed to use that money to pay loans off? And everybody went, that guy's so funny. Hey, the CEO probably said, hey, I'm going to give myself a $58 million bonus. Oh, yeah. There's nine leadership positions, including the CEO. Now divide nine into 700 million, and you can pretty much tell how much of that went out in bonuses. They can't say that they didn't give themselves bonuses, because why else are they crying broke? They mismanaged this company into the ground. And now 30,000 workers are going to lose their jobs because of this dickhead. The only way they can save it is, number one, get rid of the CEO and all the board of directors. Put all new people in there. But even then, even if they were to pay off 25% of the $1.5 billion in debts that they owe, that's only $375 million. Tell me, even if they were to do that, if they were to get a loan for $375 million, how much of that money, the $375 million, would actually go to paying off debts? Very little. As soon as they get their money, oh, bonus time! Hey, we got $375 million. Hey, I'll take $75 million. And the others are going to have to divide the $300 million up. Anyone else think that this, I mean, it could be that H1 gets like 40 million. You know, these are the people that say we have to live within our means, and yet they steal money like this. Yet they have not proven otherwise that they cannot be trusted. Families are being affected. Families like you. Your family, if you were to work at Yellow, if you're working there right now, if you are working there right now, you know what's going on. The future's not looking bright for this company. I'm saying right now, I just put my application in on two trucking companies, and I'm going to try to put in for more. I can't take a chance, and at the rate it's going, it may be these 2 weeks that are going to be my last 2 weeks. That's probably the last 2 weeks for the company, maybe the last 4 weeks for the company overall, because bankruptcy has not been taken off the table. So odds are, at the end of 2 weeks, if they can't secure funding by a week from this Friday, then I wouldn't be too surprised if they file for bankruptcy. And once they do, doors are closed and that's it. I put in for my vacation time, but I've yet to hear back. I don't even know if they're going to grant me vacation. If I don't hear anything by Thursday, then I know that my vacation was not approved. because they're going out of business. And then I will have a vacation. And it's not what I wanted. That's why, if you're with Yellow, YRC, Holland, New Penn, or Redaway, if you're having problems with work, check with your union reps, union stewards. But also, if you're getting nervous like I am, that any day you're going to be hearing those words, don't bother coming in, they just declared bankruptcy, we're shut down, or the doors are closed, that you have to turn your stuff in and that's it. So, I don't have little ones. I'm single, but I'm also 58. And I'll tell you, folks, I don't know what's going to happen next. I really don't. I wish I did. My next move is to put resumes out there. I wanted to stay with this company until my 20s. Retire. And as long as I had my pension, I was going to be happy. But now, as I say, I got to start all over. And this is the long and short. And the sad part is I finally got my head together, only to have to start all over. So if anyone from Dayton Freight is listening to this, or the K&B Transportation, I'm still looking for work. Would look forward to working for either one of you. And for Yellow Corp, this is like the Titanic. We got Daffy Duck at the helm. This is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And on a more somber note, as I end this, my daughter's mother, Ellen Shore, she was just diagnosed with stage 4 kidney disease. If you know about that, you also know it's not good. Without chemotherapy, she's got days, maybe weeks, to live. Tomorrow, I'm gonna forgo a little sleep, because gotta prepare my daughter, who's moderately mentally handicapped, as you know. Got to see what she wants. I would prefer she not go in a group home for obvious reasons. But if you could say a prayer for Ellen, that'd be great. You know, miracles happen. There could be complete remission. Maybe your kidneys get completely healed. I mean, I'm supposed to have faith. But I lost my mother to emphysema. My brother Kenny to a heart attack. My father to Alzheimer's. My brother Chuck to stage 4 lung cancer. Now I'm going to lose an ex-wife to stage 4 kidney disease. If you're wondering how can I keep going when people I care about die, I've come to terms with a few things. One, You're born, you live, you die. It's what you do in between when you're born and when you die that matters. The impact you leave. For my mother, it was her love, her unconditional love for me. And she was tough on me when she finally sobered up. Do you know something? I'm glad she was. Brother Kenny, if anybody knew Kenneth James Leniker Sr., you knew Kenny was a big baby when it came to pain. But Kenny also, he'd do things like, he would fart. Diane, his wife, she died also. She passed away. I think it was natural causes. I don't know. I didn't pry. If you knew Diane, Ken and Diane, you know the circumstances. I'm not going to pry. But any of you knew Ken and Diane, you knew Kenny would do this. He would, if they were in bed, he'd put her head under the blankets and fart. Kenny liked playing practical jokes. He had unconditional love for anyone. Even after I was convicted, just like Chuck, he didn't judge me. He did things in his past. He was a good person. Dad. What can I say about my dad? He raised me the German way. Those that know the German way is you're seen, you're to be seen and not heard. You listen to your elders. You don't talk back. If you do, you're going to get the back of their hand. Now, I know there are those that are going to say, well, that's child abuse. That's discipline. At least the way I was raised, it was discipline. Now, I know that, and I only got 2 spankings in my entire life. Only 2. And one time, and those that are Gen Xers, you're about ready to know what I'm talking about. You don't laugh when you're getting spanks. When someone is spanking you, a parent, don't laugh at them while they're spanking you, because the more you laugh, the harder they're going to spank you. Now, my father never left any marks, no. But he also left something, made an impression. The impression he left on me was what I'm doing now. He taught me a lot. He taught me what I taught my kids, and that actions have consequences, good and bad, right and wrong. He taught me, David, life's not fair. Never has been. Never will be. Don't expect it to. Not everyone's going to like you. If you don't like what someone says, don't listen. Walk away. It's not being weak if you're walking away. It's beating the shit out of someone simply because you don't like how they talk. What they say. You know, that's why I get upset at people like Dylan Mulvaney, who whine and cry and leave the country because they think it's violent. Excuse me. People are going to have their own opinions. People are going to tease you. That is life. This is the life I grew up. But I didn't whine and cry because someone had said something. You know, people called me a faggot. That I was queer. And I wasn't. Did I get upset? Yeah. But you know something? My father didn't have a firearm in the house. Guess he didn't believe in him. Or he probably knew that, maybe he was just afraid to use it. Because once you pull that trigger, you can't take that bullet back. You can't. Look at the kids that have been shooting these schools. Why? My father taught me that being a man, yeah, it is. You have to take care of your family. You have to go to work even when you don't feel like it. That's why this thing with yellow, it's really hard on me. Because I don't want to think of what if tomorrow, today's my last day at work. But if I go in tomorrow morning and they say, Dave, we need your keys and everything. They just declared bankruptcy. We need all your equipment. All property that's part of Yellow Corp. Now, what happens about my final paycheck and my vacation? My father worked. He was a truck driver, company, as well as owner-operator for 30 years. He could have taught people how to drive. He taught me. Then there's Chuck. Anyone who knew Chuck, and my faithful listeners, if you know my brother, you know about the Chuckisms. One of the Chuckisms I always say here, keep your head down, keep moving forward. He would always tell me that. He was a good one. I remember when he gave his life to Christ. He would always go around to everybody saying, you should go to church. You know, you really should go to church. He was so passionate about Christ. And no matter what, he would talk about Christ. I would say something and he'd tell me, yep, that's what you got to do. There were times that he'd say, yeah, you know, I don't understand why you're still around. I don't know why you got so many chances. Guess God loves fools. But you know something? I remember I finished the Goodwill Second Chance program. Anyone's gone through it, you know what I'm about ready to say, especially with Mrs. King. And Mrs. King, if you're listening, thank you. Now, I had gone through the program. I had one job, or was going to go for a job. That's right. And I called my brother, and I said, you know, any place that's giving free haircuts. And he talked to his wife, Debbie. And Debbie said, okay. So Chuck said, hey, if you can make it over here, Debbie will give you a haircut. I'll give you a ride home. What I did was I walked all the way from downtown South Bend to where my brother lived at. And if you guys know, remember where my brother lived, in Niles, you know that's a little bit of a walk. But I walked all the way there. And he asked, how'd you get here? I said, I walked. He says, you walked all the way from South Bend? And he told me that he could see a difference in me. The old David would have wanted a ride. This David will do whatever it takes. I really miss my brother. He was a good man. He called anyone who works at CTDI, if you're listening, you know Chuck. You know that he'd call over there. Even after he took his severance package, he retired from the company. We got one person, Brenda. Brenda. She would say that Chuck would call over at CTDI and see if he could help. That was Chuck. He kept going until the day he died. No disease was going to stop him. He truly believed no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You could take away his mobility. You couldn't take away his spirit. You couldn't take away his strength. It came from God. So, no matter how they died, I always remembered on how they lived. Now, I don't know if these two ladies are listening. They're out west. It's Linda Lee Cadwell and Shannon Lee. And for these two, if anyone knows them, please pass this on. Mrs. Lee, I'd like to thank you. You had said you were the narrator of the movie Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. And at the end, you said something. You said that Bruce would not want people to remember how he died, but how he lived. I think that should be for any human being, anyone on earth. Let's not remember how they died, but how they lived. What impact they left on each one of us. For my ex-wife, besides giving birth to two great kids, they turned out real well. She became one of my best friends. Became someone that I learned a lot from. Taught me how to stand on my own 2 feet, along with my parents. When she goes, I want people to know this. If you had a chance to meet Ellen, to be a friend to her, I say thank you. To Ryan from Walmart, big burly guy. She says he's a teddy bear. Take her word for it. He announces wrestling. You're a real good friend to her. To Ellen's sister, Jan. If you're listening, and Becky, if you're listening too, and Tracy, you mean a lot to Ellen. More than you may realize. If you didn't know before, you know now about Ellen. Do her a favor. Message her. I think she'd like to hear. And William, please get a hold of your Aunt Ellen. John Becky. Now, Becky, I believe you've been listening. Ellen has, I think you already know, Ellen has stage 4 kidney disease. Ellen has a heart of gold, as big as Texas. Look, I'm pleading to everyone that knew or knows Ellen, even those that don't. Go on Facebook, you'll find her. Try to friend her. And if anyone knows the actors Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, say if they would friend Ellen. Or if you've got a direct line to Ellen, I think it'd be a real nice gesture to have Sam and Dean give her a call. After all, Crowley allowed us to take his picture. Although I think Sam and Dean, if you know Sam and Dean, you know that his hair being disheveled only means one thing. They put Crowley through hell. Literally. But anyhow, folks, just want you to know, life is way too short. Don't hold grudges, because you don't need to have any regrets at the end of your life. Because in the end, when CPS is gone, when the kids are grown, it's only going to be you, and maybe you and your significant other. This job is a career. It's also part of who I am. And if I can leave you with one thing, it's this. If you decide you want to date a truck driver, do not look at how much money the truck driver is making. Okay? Don't look at that. See where his heart is. That if he doesn't always get a hold of you, don't get upset. Or she, there are female truck drivers. Don't get upset. Know that they're busy. But also know this. When they do have time with you, and this goes to Tony Marinino, every time that they come into town, don't use the excuse, oh, I have to go out, my family needs me. If you, the person you don't see for 2 weeks, then you, person comes in and you can't spend one day with that person because you say it's about family. What is the real reason? Is it family or is it something else? You cannot be devoted to a person, especially a truck driver, because I'll tell you right now, my mother and father loved each other so much. Even when my father was away, he did not cheat on my mother. He went to work. He came home. He provided for his family. He sacrificed a lot of things. I wish I would have done the same when I was younger. If I was half the man my father was, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I'll tell you that right now. This is David Shore for Corruption and Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And remember this. You only have one life. Don't waste it.